Kent, we are standing in the Winooski on a glorious day, ankle deep in water, and we're about to talk about a suite of species that very few people know much about.
Yeah, we're going to talk about freshwater mussels today. We're in the heart of Winooski, actually, in the urban setting, and we're surrounded by endangered species. These mussels are one of the most endangered groups of animals in Vermont.
And not just in Vermont, in North America.
In North America. And we're lucky enough to be joined today by Mark Ferguson from the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department. He's a zoologist and has studied a lot about mussels all around eastern North America, but especially here in Vermont. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
That's great to be here, Ken.
So can you actually start real quick by telling us what is the difference between a mussel and a clam, and just give us sort of a broad overview of what these organisms are?
Well, you've started with a question that has no answer. You can call them mussels or clams. There's really no distinction. Freshwater mussels, in their small stage, when they're juvenile, they have a small thread that they will use to attach themselves to the substrate for a short amount of time. And that's similar to the threads that you see on saltwater mussels that are attached to rocks. Okay. And so that's kind of what people use to say this is a mussel versus clam. But really, even professionals call them mussels or clams.
Here in Vermont, we have something like 18 species. And what, two-thirds of them are considered conservation concerns?
Yeah, I'd say that's about right. We have 18 species in the state. And of those, 10 are actually listed as threatened or endangered. And then several others are considered rare.
And here on this spot, we're standing looking over, what's it called, a pocketbook, right?
It's a pocketbook, yes.
It's a big mussel that, I guess it's called a pocketbook because it looks bulky, like you can stick a bunch of stuff in it.
And you know, this is one of the things I love about freshwater mussels is the common names that people have given them. Things like the pink heel splitter.
They do have some great names. Fragile paper shell. There's a creeper.
How many species do we have around us right now in these shallow waters that we're going to find today?
Well, I'd say we might be able to come up with as many as about 10, 11 species. Probably what we'll find is more like 7 or 8 on a good day. Even if they're here, they can be difficult to find. Some of these actually bury themselves really well into the substrate, so you really have to have a good search image to find them. Like the pink heel splitter, which is usually found in more muddy substrates. It's a big mussel. It can be, you know, more than 6 inches across, but sometimes all you see is just a very little small bit of the top of it where the filter is.
I'm looking at this pocketbook and it's got a siphon out and it's slightly open, and I'm wondering like about when they reproduce.
So reproduction really starts with the male releasing the sperm into the water column. That drifts downstream where it is siphoned in by the female mussel, goes into the gill pouches, and there it fertilizes the eggs. And that produces a larva, which we call glaucidia. These are then held until the time is right. And an interesting part of this reproductive cycle is that they actually need a fish host for the glaucidia. The glaucidia will attach to the fish. They're attached to the gills, sometimes on the fins, getting their nutrients. And they'll take a ride for a while until they're ready to drop off and become juveniles.
You know what else I'm thinking as I'm standing here? That if I were, I don't know, a raccoon or maybe a muskrat or something, this might be easy pickings, right?
Muskrats are a big predator of freshwater mussels. So we've seen in some systems where you can have literally hundreds of mussels being eaten by a muskrat.
All right, so let's go find us some pocketbooks and some pink heel splitters.
Okay.
You got a spot picked out all over here?
Yeah.
So right now the water's super low and we're wading through, well, it's ankle deep, right?
There you go. Look at that guy.
Oh, man, nice eye, Sarah.
Is that a heel splitter?
I believe so. This is a pink heel splitter.
That is
beautiful. Oh, my gosh, this thing is the size of your hand.
Yeah, there are two large species like this that are somewhat similar in appearance, pink heel splitter and the fragile paper shell. They both have this keel on the top.
Hence the name, the heel splitter.
Hence the name, the heel splitter. It's not sharp. It won't really cut you. Usually pink heel splitters are fairly dark in color, like this one is, whereas the fragile paper shell is much lighter.
So now one thing I noticed, Mark, is it was buried slightly in the cobblestone right there.
Yes.
Which brings me to the question while we're out here is how do we handle these things?
It's best if you don't handle them too much, and especially on a day like today where it's really warm, they're in shallow waters, they're probably pretty stressed on a day like this, just like fish would be in warm water. So we'll see that some of them actually had their foot out. They're trying to move around. They're probably trying to get to better spots.
And by foot, it's not
It's not a foot like
it's
we're thinking
like a
of.
Fleshy little appendage, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah. It's a muscular appendage that they have that they use to move themselves around from one spot to another.
And when you say move, this is not like a fast thing. This is they're creeping
very slowly.
No, this is
very, very slow.
I'm holding this thing in my hand right now, and it's basically what, Sarah? It's the size of my hand.
Yeah. Oh, it just
okay.
Spurted water on you.
I'm
going to
put you right back.
And they will do that sometimes when you pull them out
so
of the water.
So he's not really that open right now, but some of them we've seen already have been open, and they do have a siphon. And that's you were
right.
saying that's where the water goes in and out?
They've got two openings. That's where they pull in water for a number of reasons. They're getting oxygen, of course. Also, this is how they filter feed. These are very important filter feeders in aquatic systems. And when you have a lot of mussels in an area like this, they can actually do quite a bit to improve water quality.
Why are there so many species here?
Well, of course, the Lake Champlain system is kind of a biodiversity hotspot for aquatic animals. One thing we have over other New England states is that Lake Champlain is kind of our connection to the Great Lakes and what is found out there. So the species that we're finding here, many of them you don't find anywhere else in New England.
Oh.
They're only in the Lake Champlain Basin.
So, and I guess one of the questions that some people might be having right now is, you know, we've got all these species out here where we are, but zebra mussels, one particular species, is sort of taking over Lake Champlain. Why does that matter? Why should anybody care that there's one species or eight species?
Well, zebra mussels, of course, have probably anyone who's had any experience with them had their own gripe about them. For me, it is what they're doing to the ecosystem and taking out the freshwater mussels. It's, you know, easy to ask what is the purpose of a particular species, but really it's part of an entire system, and it has this function within that system. So when we're looking at, you know, the importance of any one species, you're really looking at little pieces of what is really making one entire system work all the time. So freshwater mussels are our native filter feeders among the mollusks. You know, that alone is of great importance. And, of course, they're a food source for many animals as well.
Mark, thank you so much for bringing us out here, for showing us these endangered species, and for talking to us about these fascinating creatures.
Yeah, I'm going to tread much more lightly when I'm wading around here. Thanks a lot.
I've enjoyed it. It's been great.
I'm Kent McFarland.
And I'm Sarah Zahendra.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoor Radio. Let's see if we can find some more, Sarah.
Let's go find a giant floater.
I want the paper shell.
Don't step on them, Kent.